To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Good evening. Welcome in. 11-7, the final score. Royals drop the opener of this 10-game homestand. Welcome to May, Kansas City. I hope you had fun tonight. If you were one of the, what they say, 10,000 in attendance tonight, man, I hope you had a good time. And really, that's what that's all I want to talk about. I really have zero interest in talking about this game and talking about this team right now. Boy, if you're listening to this show, you're certainly not tuning in to hear me whine and complain and scream. So, you know what? I'm going to save you that. We did that in April. I can't keep doing this. I can't keep screaming into this microphone and scaring all of you away. So, I don't know. Am I supposed to become a cheerleader then? I really don't know how to handle this. 90, no, more than that. 132 to go. should we sit around and, hey, Bobby hit a home run. Sure, they lost again, but hey, at least Bobby did one thing. Hey, MJ hit a home run. Vinny had a double. There we go. Evaluation season 2023. Is that what you guys want to hear? I'm sorry, I'm having a tough time of finding the middle ground between being a freaking cheerleader and just getting on the microphone and screaming every single night. Now, I want to have fun on this show. You want to listen to someone that's having fun. You want to dial up and talk on a show that's fun. Anybody having fun right now? Should we just tell stories about our first time at Kauffman Stadium? I could do that. I had a lot of fun. I was nervous out of my mind. I was in town for a job interview. I remember Luis Mendoza was on the mound. What was that, 2011, 2012? You guys want to tell those stories? Just your first trip to Kauffman Stadium? I have zero interest in talking about this game because if I do, I'm going to black out. My head's going to explode. I was having fun. I was. We were all having fun in the first inning. Man, I was juiced in the first inning. Because I'll be honest with you, I showed up to the ballpark in a bad mood today. Bad mood. Not because of anything at home. Just the Royals fan in me put me in a bad mood today. Just a lot of what I was hearing, a lot of the attitude. I was in a bad mood. Was in a bad mood because, you know, these two teams squaring off, Baltimore and Kansas City. Two teams that have been linked for quite a while, right? Dating back to that ALCS when the Royals beat down Baltimore, sweeping them in four. And ever since then, both teams started their rebuilds in 2018. Both teams drafted a starting pitcher in the top 20 in that 2018 draft. 2019, the teams picked 1-2. 2020, they both picked in the top 5. The year after that, they both picked in the top 10. The year after that, they both picked in the top 10. They've been at the bottom since 2018. Now, the Orioles have dug themselves out of it, finishing with a winning record last year and currently with the third best record in Major League Baseball right now. Now, the only differences between the tank jobs between these two franchises was the Royals lost 100 games twice, never more than 104 losses. Baltimore lost triple-digit games three times. Every single one of them, they lost more than 104 games. I mean, they bottomed out. And they had better picks, higher draft picks, than the Royals each and every season. But that's not the only reason why Baltimore now finds itself in playoff position, why the Royals find themselves hoping that the A's lose so that the Royals don't have the worst record in Major League Baseball. Yeah, right now, Royals fans everywhere are cheering on the Seattle Mariners, hoping that the Mariners can get to Richard Lovelady, who's going to be coming out of the Oakland bullpen to preserve a 1-0 A's lead. A's hang on to that one. They have an identical 7-23 record as your Kansas City Royals. So I came in a bad mood because I see one team in Baltimore that has gone through the same mud that Kansas City has, and they've cleaned themselves off, and now they're on the other side. Showed up to the ballpark in a bad mood because, man, I really like Bobby Witt Jr. I like him as a young man. I love him as a baseball player, and I wanted him to show out so that everyone just falling over themselves for Adley Rutschman would go, you know what? We were right. You can't go wrong with that top pick, right? That 2019 draft, do you take the college catcher at Adley Rutschman? Do you take the 5-tool dynamo shortstop in Bobby Witt Jr.? Everybody said you can't go wrong. I wanted Bobby to prove him right tonight, and he did in the first. 7-pitch at-bat. With Adley Rutschman crouched behind him, Bobby blasts his first career leadoff home run, a full count slider, center cut. He did not miss it. 406 feet. Now we're cooking. Number 5 on the year for Bobby. Just a few moments later, MJ Melendez puts a beautiful swing on a changeup, and we're up 3-0. Let's go! Bobby, MJ, and then Ryan Yarbrough comes out and sits Adley Rutschman down. You go sit down. Put you away with a swing and strikeout. Look at that curveball. Man, I'm fired up in that first inning. Bobby, MJ, Adley, all of them succeeding or failing exactly how I want. Royals are up 3-0. Let's go. And then Baltimore scores 10 unanswered. Bobby goes 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. MJ goes 0 for 3. And Adley Rutschman goes 4 for 4 with 3 runs scored and a walk.
Oh.
And now we can't have fun. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to CJ in Kansas City. CJ, you're kicking us off. Go ahead, man.
CJ is lead off. Yeah. With some positivity today.
Come on.
Burn, I did have fun, man. I called into work. I cleaned up my garage and washed my car as I listened to the game. Not in the house on the TV, on the radio.
My guy.
Hey, man, I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And well, I said it before, but I just want to give, like, total props to turning on your AM, FM radio and listening to this broadcast. Burn, to this Kansas City Royals radio network, the whole game, all the guys. And we're missing one guy who just retired. I'm missing his voice.
Steve Fizziak, no doubt. Yep.
Fizz. Thanks, Vern. You always help me out, man. Hey, man, I want to say it's summertime, baby.
There you go.
I am listening on to my games on the radio. I'm not going to go spend a bunch of money at the Kauffman this year, but I will be listening on the radio, AM. I called in to work to kick at the house and listen to the game, and I had a ball. Lots of fun, baby. Much love.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Man, your boss is cool. I'll tell you what. I hope your boss isn't listening, CJ. You called in for what? I appreciate the support. And no question, the Royals Radio Network does a terrific job. Led by producer extraordinaire Eric Guthrie. Sure, Hall of Famer Denny Matthews, Jake Eisenberg, the great Steve Stewart, no doubt, yes, but it all begins with Eric Guthrie. CJ, way to get us started, way to calm me down. I needed it. Royals lose again, 11-7, the final score. We're 30 games into the season, no team in Kansas City history has ever been worse. We're back with more of your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
11-7, the final score. Royals drop game one of this three-game series against Baltimore. Game one of this 10-game homestand. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's also the text line number. 913-586-7610. My game notes following this 23rd loss of the season here in game number 30. My game notes are brought to you by J Southland Tow Service. But my game notes are not the kind of pick-me-up I think anyone's looking for right now. My game notes are highlighted by a very disturbing statistic I stumbled upon throughout the game. Tonight was the 10th time the Royals pitching staff has allowed 8 or more runs in a game this season. They've played 30, so that's exactly one-third of their games, given up 8 or more runs. In those 10 games alone, Royals pitching has allowed 97 runs Tampa Bay has played in 30 games as well. In those 30 games, they've given up four fewer runs than the Royals have in those 10 games. No surprise, Tampa, the best team in baseball statistically and record-wise, the Royals, again, rooting for the Mariners, or else, record-wise, they're the worst in Major League Baseball. Mariners trail Oakland 1-0 as they play in the bottom of the seventh inning. 913-586-7610. Let's go to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley doing his best to be positive. He says, hey, Vern, we battled and put seven on the board. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Look, this team's never quit this season. Right, we've never seen the Royals quit, but they've played 30 games. If you're assembling the type of talent that quits 30 games into the season, we got much bigger problems. So no, I don't have any bouquets to throw the way of the Royals for battling. Now, that's what you're paid to do. Well, you're paid to win, and since you're not doing that, you're paid to at least give me an effort. So I'm not celebrating that, especially when you have a 23-year-old leading off, or excuse me, a 22-year-old leading off, a 25-year-old in the two spot, a rookie coming in to replace Salvador Perez, who, if you missed it, left the game after taking a follow-through, taking a bat off of his left middle finger. He is day-to-day, but as Q said earlier, x-rays came back negative. He got MJ Melendez, who's, what, 24, hitting cleanup. Everybody, once Salvi left this game, everybody in the lineup was 27, or excuse me, was younger than 27. And once Salvi left the game, there's not one Royal in the starting lineup. Maybe save Bobby Witt Jr. that has put together a full season of big league baseball before. So they can't quit because they're not promised anything. So again, we're not celebrating them playing to the last out. Not 30 games in. Not when you're 16 games below 500. And not when you're still trying to find your footing in the big leagues. You better give me effort. You better. So Joey, I appreciate your attempt at positivity. But if you wanted to be positive, just talk about Salvi. Just talk about what an absolute monster he is. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. This guy breaks in to the big leagues and wins, and then wins some more, and then just win, champion. Every year, more wins. Right? 11, 12, 13, 14, champion. Battled his tail off, played every single day in 16 and in 17, then his buddies all leave. He's still grinding it out in 2018, undergoes Tommy John surgery in 2019. Royals haven't sniffed an interesting season since. And yet, he's out there every day, balling, working, giving energy. You want to talk about a positive? Talk about the great number 13. That dude is unbelievable. You know, just talking about him is making myself feel like just a real... I can't cuss, but I feel like a real jerk for that attitude I had to start the show. Oh, I gotta go on the radio and talk about a losing team. I'm having a tough go. Salvi's at the tail end of his prime, in my opinion. And he's doing it for a team going nowhere again. And yet, he shows up every single day giving energy. And producing. You know, he's not just that bench guy like I was as a kid. You know, no real talent, but he can get the boys going a little bit. No, hitting third and hitting bombs. I mean, he took his anger out on that 1-0 fastball in the sixth inning, 424 feet. And then in the very next inning, he tears into a 1-2 slider that was put on a tee. And then he belts it 419 feet. Now, I know he's getting $20 million to endure this. But I've seen plenty of multimillionaires rest on their laurels, count their money rather than put in the work. Now, Salvi always has that voice, always has Cooperstown bouncing around in his head. So sure, he has extra motivation and extra fire underneath him. But still, I just am endlessly in awe of that work ethic, of that production, of that love of the game. I think I love the game. And yet I spent the first 15 minutes of this show whining. Salvi loves the game because he's the guy out there putting the work in and then going out there and delivering. So if you're looking to bring positivity to the show, man, let's just talk about Salvi for the rest of it. Just like we've been doing for the past 3 years now. Very fortunate to watch that career, I'll tell you what. 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. Hey, Vern, the best part was seeing Andy Reid and getting some cookies. Well, I'm glad you got cookies. But that wasn't Andy Reid, right? You guys, the guy that came out when the Philly Fanatic was paying off his bet to Slugger for the Super Bowl bet? That was the fake Andy Reid. Andy Reid last came to Kauffman Stadium, by my count, that Friday night game against the Braves, sat right behind home plate. Saw the Royals lose by 7. Saw him give up 7 runs in the first 2 innings. I don't know when Andy Reid's going to be coming back. He will. I just don't know when. I know it wasn't tonight. From the 913, Vern, this sucks, and I think we all know it sucks, so we might as well talk about Lima time. Yeah, I wasn't here for Jose Lima in Kansas City. I was in Detroit when he was Lima time in Detroit, and you know, we loved him just as much. RIP to the great Jose Lima. From the 816, Vern, you want to just sit around and tell HDH stories? How awesome was that bullpen? Oh, I'd love to. You know, Wade Davis might be my favorite Royal ever. It's either him or Lorenzo Cain. Kelvin Herrera might be my favorite person that's ever been inside that clubhouse. And then Greg Holland. That's just a dog. That's a dude that I would fight with every... I mean, I wouldn't fight him. I'd fight alongside him and let him do most of the heavy lifting as I just kind of encouraged him on. But yeah, we could talk about HDH. We could really talk about whatever you want as it pertains to the Royals. Your first time at Kauffman Stadium. The best food at Kauffman Stadium. But talking about the team right now, just... It doesn't seem like it's an entertaining post-game show, just me sitting up here complaining and, you know, pointing out all the brutal statistics. Ryan Yarbrough matches a career high with 3 walks, retires the first 10 batters that he faces, and then the next 8 reach base. 10 up, 10 down, and then he can't record an out. Royals have lost 10 straight games here at the K. They haven't done that in darn near a decade. I mean, they lose tomorrow and they match the franchise record for most consecutive home losses. I mean, I could keep going. I guess this is a positive statistic. MJ Melendez, the home run that he hit in the first inning with Salvi on base. Right, Salvi drawing that first inning walk. Yeah, Salvi also walked, in addition to multiple home runs. Salvi's 15th career multi-home run game. behind only George Brett and Mike Sweeney in franchise history. George did it 17 times. Mike Sweeney did it 16, and Salvi 15. But the home run that MJ hit in the first inning was the first Royals home run with a man on base in more than 2 weeks. 8 straight solo bombs. Thankfully, Salvi drew a walk, so MJ had someone to high-five after he touched home plate. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose 11-7. A special thanks to our proud sponsor, Rawhide Harley Davidson, the number one volume Harley dealer in Kansas. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse and hear from the great Salvador Perez and you after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
11-7, the final score. Royals drop game one of this three-game series to the Baltimore Orioles, issuing a season-high 15 hits to the O's. Keep in mind, the first 10 batters were retired in order. Five of them, the first five, all of them striking out against Ryan Yarbrough. Rolling. Royals led 3-0. Head into the fourth inning, Baltimore scored 10 unanswered and goes on to win by a final count of 11-7. Let's go to Jake in South Kansas City. Jake, thanks for hanging on, buddy. You did not hang on. Now, did you, Jake? I don't blame you. He was hanging on for a while and I wouldn't shut up in the previous segment. So my bad, Jake. Brian. My bad. Big T and Shawnee, did you stick through the break?
Yeah, hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Vern, I'm sorry I've been rude this year. I haven't asked, how is Miss Vern you're doing?
Yeah, she's all right, but she has to, you know, hear me scream and yell all the time. So she's doing as well as you guys are.
Man, I know. But, you know, hey, Vern, so I want to welcome Garcia to the show. I want Salvi to I hope he's not hurt. Vern, I had a catering gig tonight, and when I was coming back, I'm listening to Yarbrough, 3 up, 3 down, and he did said, I'm glad you talked about him, a Royal record, 5 up, 5 strikeouts, 5 down. He tied a Royal record, but then he just ran out of gas. And then I'm coming in.
Fourth inning.
I'm parked, and we're up. You know, Bobby Witt hit the home run. And I go into the shop, OSP, and they're in there working their butts off. And Jose's a loyal Royal fan. He loves the Royals. I go, Jose, Bobby Witt launched one, man, a leadoff. He goes, are we winning? I go, yeah. And he perked up. It made his night. But then we know how it ended. But, Vern, this is why I called. I've been listening intently these past few weeks, not calling in, listening to the callers in Texas. And you had a guy, I think he called a text, and he stated and he felt that this team is going backwards. And after the call, you assessed it and you kind of said, are we really going backwards? You even said it yourself. And, Bert, I didn't want to believe it either. I didn't think it. But the proof's in the pudding. Bubic is on the shelf. We don't know when he's going to be back. Lynch hadn't hit the field yet. Singer, what's wrong with him? Melendez, he had a home run tonight. He's struggling. Strikes out too much. Massey, Isabel. He just goes on, and Vinny, he's doing great.
They're 7-23, yeah. Yeah, no, everyone. Yeah, they're bad.
They've got a couple guys, but they are taking a step back, and that just pains me because, Vern, I didn't think they'd win the division. I didn't think they'd go to the playoffs. But damn it, I did expect them to win more than they won last year. I have about 72, 73 wins, 71. Something like, that's an improvement. I know everybody's laughing out there, but that is an improvement, everybody. Thank God for Salvador Perez. Hell yes, Vern. He's a bad. You don't want to cuss? I'm going to keep it tight. He's a badass mofo, everybody.
All right.
He's going to be the greatest Royal ever, and I've seen many. George Brett. I've seen Frank White. Hal McRae.
He's not George Brett.
Lo Kane. Gordon. You can go on and on. Val Pony. Salvador Perez is a savior. I just don't know how the guy does. He's a great example for our team, and thank God we have him. And he can just rub off. And you know these guys aren't giving up. They're ball players. I hear Vinny talk today. We got to give a reason for the – I don't blame people for not coming out here. We got to give people a reason to come
Big
out
T,
here.
Big T, you're all over the place. What are you getting at here?
Well, what I'm getting at is damn it, hey, owner, if you're listening out there, spend some money. Let's develop Let's try better. We got to do something, Vern. We cannot take a step back and rebuild for next year, too. I don't have any much else to say, but thank God for Salvador Perez.
All right, Big T, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, you want them to go spend money? Do you know how much money they would have to spend to put a good product on the field next year? You got to go buy 3 starting pitchers? How many relievers? A couple bats? Listen, I don't know anything. Baseball makes fools of all of us. So you know what? Yeah, maybe. Maybe next year. Sure. Me, blow it up. Just answer me this. What is your rotation opening day 2024? Answer me that, and then you know what? Okay, maybe I'll back off on the whole blow it up thing. Who's pitching? You can't pitch this year. It's 30 games. I understand that. But you've just never been worse. I can't. It's early, but no. 7-23, it's not early. Gets late quick around here. I'll tell you what, man. 913-586-7610. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's hear from the aforementioned Salvador Perez, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City, talking with the media after leaving this game in the top of the 8th inning. After taking the bat of Anthony Santander to his glove hand, leaves the game with a left middle finger contusion. That's more than a contusion. He took a bat to the hand, man. That stuff hurts. Well, unless you're Salvador Perez.
That's a great news.
Yeah. Worried there coming off the field at all about it?
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, they hit me pretty good.
Yeah.
What I mean, I'm not called, but I'm fine.
Yeah,
it's going to be maybe a little bit swelling. We go see tomorrow and maybe back to the home plate tomorrow.
Did you get hit earlier in the game?
Yeah, one of my wrists. That one was kind of scared, but the pad that I wore on my glove, you know, saved me with that one. So that's, I think the pop and I think gap. Yeah, I don't feel anything in my wrist.
Double up on that next time.
Yeah.
How do you feel at the plate?
Pretty good.
Those two swings?
Yeah. It's good, but if we don't win, I feel like I don't do anything. You know, it's about win or lose. So it's not about one guy. So hopefully, you know, today's over. Coming tomorrow, try to do the same thing and try to win the game.
For you guys to keep coming offensively and trying to mount that comeback, what does it say about your lineup?
Our lineup? They're doing pretty good, yeah, you know. I think we closer together, good combination with the pitcher too, you know.
Yeah.
Part will be the pitcher doing pretty good job and the offensive unit's going to be there. So some time back and forth. You know, but as part of the game, we just got to continue to play hard and see what happens.
Did you hear that? Again, Annie Rogers of MLB.com asking the questions there. If we don't win, I feel like I didn't do anything. All that matters is wins and losses. Yeah, he's a special cat. Glad I had a front row seat. Glad I have a front row seat to his career. Let's go back to the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Dan and KCK spreading some love for Salvador Perez. Raj in the Ozarks writing in saying, Vern, Bobby cannot be striking out 1 out of every 4 at-bats. And bat at the top of the order. Kid's got to put the ball in play. Bobby hits a home run in the first inning. Hits a missile to center field that finds Cedric Mullins' glove. And then strikes out in his last 3 trips to the dish. From the 913, Vern, I always wondered how many home runs Salvy could have hit if he got to play in that juice ball year of 2019. Man, that is a great point. Everybody hit bombs in 2019. Jorge Soler hit 48. Dozier was hitting everything. Mondi was raking. Yeah, yeah. You look at what Salvi did in 2021. Hits 48 home runs. You have to think he would have been north of 55 if he was able to play in 2019. That's a really good point. From the 913, Vern, my first Royals game, I caught a home run from Chili Davis. Nice. Nice. I think the Royals won my first game here, that game with Luis Mendoza. I loved Luis Mendoza. More as a person than as a pitcher. But Chili Davis, that's nice. I've never caught a home run. I've never caught a foul ball. So for you to catch a Chili Davis home run, game one, that's sweet. I hope you still got it. From the 501, Vern, I'm a Royals fan since the 70s, and I've never loved a player more than Salvador Perez. Wow. He's clutch. He's got that smile. Vern, we're fortunate to see him wear blue, and he takes a beating. Hope he's not banged up too bad. Well, you heard him just moments ago. Says maybe take a day tomorrow or maybe be behind home plate tomorrow. I'd like to think that he'll be DHing tomorrow. Right? Zach Greinke on the hill. Greinke's calling his own pitches. You could put Fermin back there. You could put Melendez back there. Yeah, maybe give Salvi a day off defensively. From the 816, Vern, unreal. Yarbrough retires the first 10, and then the next 8 reach base safely. Yeah, it was strange. Both things were strange. Ryan Yarbrough coming out, striking out the first 5 batters. I did not have that on my bingo card. And then, yeah, a double, homer, walk, single, single, walk, single. That's how the evening ended for Ryan Yarbrough. Add it all up, it's 3 2/3 innings, 5 runs on 5 hits, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, and a record of 0-4. Here's Ryan Yarbrough after the game, talking with the media on Bally Sports Kansas City.
Probably not. So that was a good way to start, and just, you know, not the way to finish. So it's kind of really leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But obviously, we had a great game plan going, and it's just a matter of executing it towards the end there. And obviously, they made some good adjustments.
Is that just a matter of running out of gas in that inning, you think?
No, you know, I think that's. You get over the obviously the lead, the one out double and the homer, like it you know, you miss some pitches, you don't really execute, obviously, but you still have the lead, so you matter of just try to get back and start attacking guys and then walk the next guy and just like a couple nothing really hit too hard, just some singles, you know, them finding holes. So the biggest takeaway for me is, you know, the 3 walks that inning. You can kind of live with the hits, obviously, if they string them together. But when you kind of continue letting them build momentum that way by giving them free passes, those are killer to you. So, you know, it really leaves a bad taste in your mouth, especially when, like you said, you feel like you had got off to a really good start and you feel like things were really working.
Were you on a pitch count today or try to get through a certain number of innings?
I think it was try to get through 5. You know, the last couple times it's been through 4. And then obviously the pitch count went higher the second time through 4 just because of longer inning, you know, and that's where similar thing today where obviously body felt fine, just kind of some walks, you know, not even being close to the zone there, like not even like competitive pitches where it's like 3-2 counts fouling off there, like kind of 4 or 5 pitch walks. So that's kind of like the big thing I'm going to have to address and really clean up.
Yeah, no question. Take a look at this Royals rotation right now. Well, I mean, don't. Honestly, if you don't want to. But Jordan Lyles has an ERA north of 6. So does Zach Greinke. Ryan Yarbrough has an ERA north of 7. Brady Singer has an ERA north of 8. Brad Keller pacing the bunch with a 3.56 ERA, which sounds good. And then you see he has 24 strikeouts and 24 walks, and you wonder, how in the world is your ERA sub 4? And yet, earlier today, I voted for Brad Keller as the Royals Pitcher of the Month for April. I didn't know who else to pick. I didn't think Aroldis Chapman pitched in that many big situations, certainly not enough to offset 30 innings from Brad Keller and him being responsible for almost half of your seven victories this season. Nonetheless, that is your Royals pitching here in 2023. Let's go back to the text line, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Our good friend Stefan writes in, Vern, if things continue this way, is J.J. Piccolo's job on the line at the end of this evaluation season? There seems to be an issue with evaluating talent, and J.J. can't plead complete innocence, right? Well, first, he wouldn't plead innocence. But no. I'm certainly not viewing this season as anybody's job is on the line. I mean, how could you? I'll put myself in ownership's shoes. I don't know how I could give this front office the resources that it appears were at their disposal this offseason and act as if heads need to roll when you careen toward 60, 65 losses. I mean, they didn't treat this offseason as if they were bracing to win. I mean, everywhere you turn, it's, no, we're evaluating this. It's an evaluation season. Evaluate, evaluate, evaluate. Yeah, we'd like to have more wins, but it's about evaluating. It's about... I just refuse to believe that the front office and the coaching staff are all in on evaluation while the owners and John Sherman are sitting there going, hey, I expected to win. That would be pretty disingenuous and I think pretty bogus if any heads rolled at the end of this season. But we can judge. Yeah, sure. It all goes into John Sherman's evaluation of this front office. But you can't give a guy 1 year and then show him the door. At least in my opinion, you can't. So I don't think anybody's job is on the line. Honestly, I don't think there was any real pressure on anyone in the organization coming into this season. Now, they wanted to win, sure. No one saw this forthcoming. At least I don't think anyone saw 7-23 coming. But I don't know if it's as eye-popping as we would like it to be. From the 785, Vern, does the performance this year negatively or positively affect us being able to sign someone, anyone, of our youngins? I can't imagine it helps to the positive. It's certainly not presenting a strong five-year plan to Bobby, to Vinny, to Brady, to whoever you're talking about. But money speaks. If you put an extension in front of Vinny Pasquantino, I believe he should take it. If you put an extension in front of Brady Singer, I think he should take it. I don't know how you trust your elbow. Yes, I'll take that money. Thank you. I'll take that security for my family. Sure. Now, Bobby, I don't know about Bobby. I don't know if I'm Bobby. I don't know if I'm signing it because I really don't believe if I'm Bobby Witt Jr. or Senior, I don't believe you've seen the best of the kid yet. Brady, maybe. Vinny, sure. The only issue is, and this goes to your question, Vinny's a winner. You know, Brady's a winner. These guys want big moments. They want the big stage. They want to win games. They want to be a part of a winner. And that's what always worries me about these type of seasons, is that the eyes start to wander. You start to make up your mind of, I'll be elsewhere when the time comes. Now, Salvi's a winner. No, don't get me wrong. And he won. And then the Royals dropped $80 million in front of him. And what's he supposed to do? Say thanks, but no thanks? No, take that money and grind through it. Appreciate the text message. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Thanks, as always, to Pete Gradoff of the Kansas City Star as well, inside that Royals clubhouse, asking the questions. So Royals lose 11-7, the final score. The record is now 7-23, matching the 2005 Royals for the worst 30-game start in franchise history. A guy that knows all about tough seasons in Kansas City, the great Zach Greinke, takes the hill tomorrow night in Game 2 of this three-game series. It's Zach Greinke and the former Missouri Tiger, Kyle Gibson. Yeah, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show live from Craft and Draft, beginning at 5:30, giving you a chance to win a pair of Royals tickets to see Lorenzo Cain return home this Saturday. If you want to win, be listening tomorrow at 5:45. Thanks to Grant Nicholson for the help back at the studio. Thanks to all of you for listening. Matt Cotrero joins Fesco and Kling tomorrow at 9 a.m., and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Take care, Kansas City. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.